wanted to know about the fat layer on the brisket. Like, how much fat do you think is necessary to leave?
Well, in your dream world, a quarter inch of fat, a quarter to a half inch of fat on the top would be what we would leave. It's hard to get that exact without hitting some bald spots. So I would say we're probably between a quarter and an inch, but that's fine. You know, it'll cook, and we like to have some fat on there. We don't want too much, and we don't want to have to trim it off on the block, because then all that beautiful crust and the seasoning would come off with it. So it's really critical that they trim it right before. Now, the other thing is there's pockets on the side. There's actually two muscles to that brisket. The one on top is we call the point. You see that? And then the below is the flat. You can see there was a lot of fat in between the two, and we've notched that out because that won't get cooked and rendered out. The concept that all that fat goes into the meat, that's not true. The reason meat gets dry is because you overcook it.
So does it help flavor? What gives it its flavor?
It's real simple. It's a combination of things that's real simple. It's good quality beef. It's the fat, for sure. We wouldn't want to take a bunch of fat off. I mean, that fat, to me, is what's making it taste so good. Salt and pepper and oak. Those are the four components. And if you get the combination of those right, that's exactly what you want.
Is this your most popular meat?
I think it is. Brisket or pulled pork. They're both really, it depends who you are. Depends what part of the country you came from, which you like better. But brisket and pork shoulder are the two, for sure.
Tell me about that. Why what part of the country?
Well, here's how the origins of barbecue. You know why they cooked a bunch of hogs over hickory wood in North Carolina?
No.
Because they had a bunch of hogs in hickory wood. You know why they cook a bunch of briskets over oak in Texas?
Beef.
They had a bunch of briskets. Briskets and shoulder, too, were pork shoulder, were the, expendable cuts. Nobody was that worried about those. They were lower budget. And so it was available to the barbecue guy, but beef was what was there. The brisket was available, and a bunch of oak and mesquite work. So you have your tendencies, much like your favorite football team is how I think it is at this point. If you grew up eating a bunch of pork, that's what you think it should be.
Okay, so what else have we got?
Well, next let's go to the turkey. Turkey is something, I can tell you myself, it's my personal favorite barbecue meat. So we buy these good quality turkey breasts, boneless. See, that's like a whole boneless lobe of turkey. And we brine it for at least 24 hours. We have brine with a whole bunch of different stuff in there, some hot sauce, some chilies, and a bunch of stuff. And it soaks overnight, 24 hours, and then we cook it. Now, you got to cook it to the perfect doneness. This is the key to the quality of all of our meats. We cook stuff to the perfect degree of doneness every day. And it's so important. If you undercook it a little bit, it'll screw it up. If you overcook it a little, you'll screw it up. We cook it to the perfect doneness. Look at that turkey.
I mean, my turkey, he's going to let me taste this. My turkey does not ever look.
I might have to talk while Robin's eating now. We like turkey, but it's easy to screw turkey up. It's easy to dry it out. How's that?
Oh, okay. This is so good.
A little bit of smoke flavor. So what we do, we brine it.
It tastes like my turkey every time.
We brine it, and then when it's time to go in the oven, it goes in our other cooker that we run a little bit hotter. It's about 300 degrees, but also has oak wood in there. We put a little salt and pepper on it, and we put gochujang on top. Just to give it a little bit of a glaze. It's a Korean spicy bean paste kind of thing. Very trendy right now. So we had some around. We were trying different things. And it just gives a little bit of heat because the salty and the sweet of the brine, that little bit of spicy on top really helps it out. I think we're serving the best turkey in town.